Kane, now when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all you Blood River Radio's precious family members out there. You are listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio, the only radio show I know in the world. The radio only radio broadcast I know is dedicated solely to combating global white genocide. And, you know, just in case you hadn't looked at the calendar, it is Friday, February the 7th, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2023, the only name under the sun which man can be saved, Jesus Christ. People, you know, this is a Christian show. Anybody who's tuned in any at all knows that we are hardcore Christian here, and you also know we always open with a prayer. So if you will, bow your head just a minute, and after I say the prayer, I'm going to tell you where we are, what we're doing, and why it's going to be such a special show. So get ready. Here's the prayer, folks. Almighty God, Almighty Father, Creator of the universe, Maker of all things seen and unseen, thank you so very much for bringing us up here safe and sound. This great distance we drove yesterday, it took us about 11 hours to get here, oh Lord, as you well know. But thank you so, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing all these wonderful people in here that have come up here to pay homage, to honor Blood River Radio, to honor me and all of our co-hosts and all the stuff we've done. We have such wonderful friends. We've got people that travel from Utah, from Virginia, from Alabama, from all over. It's very so humbling, you know, and what we're doing is, it's like I said, this is the fifth year anniversary of Blood River Radio. I never expected us to last that long, but we have. And we're going to have a lot of people in here tonight. Interview is going to be kind of laid back. It's not going to be hardcore like we usually are. We're just going to have a good time. We're going to love each other. And you know, I know just this very day, and I'm going to paraphrase what Sam Bushman said. He said that he hopes, you know, your politics be damned, your religion be damned. He said that he hopes his mission of life is that his being here can lead somebody, can try to point somebody toward the pathway to lead going to Christ. And Lord, I don't think anybody could do any more than that. I think that you couldn't aspire to any higher calling than that. And I would like to do that my same way. And that said, if you well know, if you've been listening to Blood River Radio long, you know Sam Bushman is the owner. He is the head honcho of Liberty News Radio. Without Sam Bushman, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no political cesspool with James Edwards. And James Edwards is up here today too, folks. So is Sam. So is his precious son-in-law, Zach. And folks, without further ado, because I'm getting very emotional, and my voice is kind of wearing down, but I want Sam Bushman to come on, and he's going to speak to you from the heart about how he met me, how we met each other, about Blood River Radio, anything that's on his side. How you doing, Brother Sam?
I am feeling the love, my friend.
Yes sir. I'll tell you, it's all about love, Jesus Christ's love. And like I just said, that's what you said today. Did you hope that in your life, your greatest aspiration is to try to influence somebody to come to Jesus Christ?
All right, I'm going to tell you how I met Eddie. I'm going to tell you two truths and a lie, and I need somebody to tell me which is the truth and which one's the lie. First one is I walked into an ice cream parlor, and Eddie Miller was serving ice cream. And I ordered a big old ice cream, and Eddie served it up to me, racist style. That's number one. Number two, I met Eddie at a baptism. A good buddy of mine was getting baptized, and Eddie happened to be there, and I met Eddie at a baptism. The third one is I met Eddie Miller through the political cesspool. When I began to syndicate the political cesspool, Eddie, the bombardier, started dropping napalm bombs on the broadcast listeners of America, which is true, Eddie.
I think number three, if I remember right, Sam.
Hey, they all have grains of truth in them.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They most certainly do. They all have. There's a lot. In fact, one of my favorite truths that you mentioned was the time we were coming back from the baptism up in Missouri. Our old buddy, Felak, the old copperhead, he kind of shies away from us now. But we went up to his baptism in Missouri, and on the way back, we stopped some podunk place in Arkansas. 2 o'clock in the morning, there was a Baskin Robbins in this gas station. They said it was closed, but with my magic personality, I got these.
There was a girl.
Yeah.
There was this girl, as the country song says.
And that's all it took. Because you know what? I'm irresistible.
We said, no, leave her alone, Eddie. And Eddie goes, no, I think she'll serve me ice cream. And we're like, no, she won't. Eddie walks over there, throws down the Miller Charm, and she said, I'll serve you ice cream. Not only will I serve you ice cream, I'll give it to you for free.
You sure did. That was a bombardier charm, son. That doesn't always work, but it worked pretty good. And to this day, we all remember that. In fact, I remember the ice cream I had. I had peanut. Me and Jane James had peanut butter and chocolate. What kind did you have, Sam?
I can't even remember now. But I think it was pralines and cream.
I tell you what, it was mighty good. I know Kurt was there that night. Yeah. And Kurt was there. He had the good old ice cream. And we just had a wonderful time. But I'll tell you what, I've got to say it with Sam. There are very few people, I don't know of another syndicator that would put up with James even, let alone me. But Sam, and we have been under attack many times, you people well know, and Sam has never, ever, ever backed
down.
Yeah,
I can't handle them attacks. I just wither like a dried reed, you know?
He's never folded in a kind way, Sam's kind way, when the feds come in or whoever comes, and when the SPLC comes, he just tells them to stick it. In a nicer way than I usually do.
Yeah, what I do is just engage with them in political ways of debate and discussion, and I ask them questions they refuse to answer, and I bring forth the truth, and I'm willing to air the behind the scenes as well as the in public information, and I wonder if they're willing to do the same, is what I would say.
Amen. You know, and Sam is the master. I wouldn't say politician, but. He knows how to handle. He's the master media guy. He knows how to handle all these people. He can put them in their place, but he does it in a way that's not as combative. He's never rude. I've never seen Sam rude.
Pretty in their face if they get crazy, though.
It could happen, but I've never seen you disrespect anyone without. Let's say they have to go way over the line, and so because Sam is always a good person, he treats everybody with dignity. Just like he'd like to.
I am willing to be civil in any situation without question.
Yes, sir. You sure are.
Well, even if we completely disagree, when they start lying, though, I get pretty testy. When they flat out tell falsehoods, honesty is the issue and I can't take it. Otherwise, even we can disagree, we can absolutely, you know, they can ask any question they want, but when they start to lie and make false assertions, that's when I start to get kind of testy. Otherwise, I'm a pretty mellow guy, James.
Yeah,
Eddie.
Briefly, did you think, I'll ask you a few questions. Did you think Blood River Radio would ever last as long as it has? I didn't. I really didn't.
Believe it or not, I did.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, because I believe I understand what it takes to make a talk host. And I know Eddie's kind of strange in his own ways, but he does have the stick-to-itness to be a talk show host. What it takes is a lot of grit. What it takes is a lot of guts. What it takes is a lot of consistency. What it takes is a willingness to learn from others. And I think you've got all those traits, Eddie. And so that's why I say that, because it takes that kind of person. If you don't have the consistency, you'll never make it. If you don't have the willingness to listen to other people, you'll never make it. If you don't have that stick-to-itiveness, and when I learned that this, you know, 66-year-old dude was about on his deathbed, now he's running marathons 10 years later, you know what? The guy's got stick-to-itiveness. There's no debating it.
Well, I tell you, I certainly appreciate it very much, you know. And I've learned from one of the best in the business, you, Kurt, now Jay, his family, you know, Liz, Cameron, James, they're all of them were higher tech than me, you know. And when I started this program, I told everybody, I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the rack. I don't know why there isn't open, but my theory was, what I was going to do, my goal was to surround myself with the best people I could possibly get that would come on this program. A lot of people won't, but I said, you don't have to be that great. In fact, the quote, a fellow I don't really love that much. He was a communist, probably, but he was a 4-star. In the end of World War II, he was a 5-star general. His name was George Catlett Marshall, and I copied after him. He said that if you were willing to go get the best people you could possibly find, and you would surround themselves with the best people, and you did not care who got the credit. He said there's nothing you could not accomplish, and that's what I've tried to do.
Well, you know what? Even the communists are right once in a while, just like a broken clock, James or Eddie.
They most certainly are. They most certainly are. But I tell you, we had a hell of a ride up here, didn't we, Sam?
Yes, we did. It was fantastic. And by the way, did you explain where we are and what we're doing?
Oh, yes.
Come on now.
That's right. You know what? I keep thinking we had a little technical problems. But we drove. Sam and his son-in-law, Zach, came in from Salt Lake. They moved from Utah.
They flew to Tennessee.
Sure did. I picked them up. I got up at 4:15 yesterday morning. I was at their hotel bright and early at about 6:15. And at 6:30, we loaded up the truck. We went out to James. We picked James up. Well, James picked us up. And we drove from Memphis, Tennessee, all the way to Travelers Rest, South Carolina. We hit wreck after wreck after wreck. It took us about 11 hours. It should have taken about 8, they say. But it was a long, hard travel. And I was so tired. I couldn't.
Sam was throwing down a full energy at the end, baby.
I mean, I was worn completely out. James was worn completely out. We both had
I ran you youngsters into the ground, didn't I?
I mean, into the dirt. I'm not kidding you.
You want to know why? Because we're all about the sacred cause of liberty. That's why.
And you know what? You speak about grit and bulldog determination. That's what we have, because I know everybody out there knows that and when I started this program, and when Sam started his program, and when James started his program, we know we're outnumbered 1,000 to 1. We know that our enemy has unlimited funds. They have unlimited political clout. They have unlimited social clout. It's like it make David and Goliath look like, you know, like nothing. But we have stuck in here all the way. We have been harassed. You know how many times?
When the Lord whittled down his armies in the Bible, who was it?
It was the cream of the crop, Sam.
That's right.
It was the cream of the crop. And I've always said this, Sam. I've always said that God never works through the majority. He always
was that Gideon's army? Is that what it is?
Gideon's army. Because, you know,
all right.
What glory?
Just want to make sure you know your Bible.
Yes, sir. What glory is it in some guy's 6'6", 300 pounds, beating up on some guy's 5 foot tall? No, God likes to compound the wise with the simple. He likes to illustrate his strength in the weak, and that's exactly what he does. We're speaking about James Edwards a minute ago. If we can get his attention over here, we'll get old James to come over here and join us for a second, Sam.
All right, we'll do it. I just want to say this, though. I'm grateful to be here. We're at a restaurant. We're having dinner. We're doing Eddie's show. We're getting a bunch of incredible interviews. And it's all about celebrating. What, Jane? What, Eddie?
It is the fifth anniversary of Blood River Radio.
I keep saying James because I'm so used to these settings being on with James.
Well, I just said
but
James
But it
myself.
Is Eddie's fifth year show anniversary. We're celebrating. Woo!
Yes, sir. Woo! I really couldn't thank Sam enough. I didn't know they were going to do this. We came all the way up here. There's going to be a big Dixie Fest thing tomorrow. James is going to be broadcasting live. I'll be just enjoying meeting people, you know, people all over the country. But these people that came all the way up here, and we're going to have as many of them as we can. They come up here because I won't go so far as to say they love me, but they must like me.
They love you. We love you.
Because they come along.
And I will say this, though. I'm here for this fifth year reunion. I'm here to celebrate Dixie. I'm here to celebrate the South. I'm here to celebrate America. I'm here to celebrate states' rights. I'm here to celebrate God, family, and country. That's what I'm here to do, buddy.
You got that right. God, family, country, liberty, and righteousness in Jesus Christ. Well, that.
And I'm here to promote the Savior Jesus Christ.
You've got that right. Well, see if we can get James
out. All right, so I'm out, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be a bunch of incredible guests coming up in mere seconds on your radio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Dear Blood River Radio, precious family out there, we're back. We had to take a quick break. Like we told you earlier, we were broadcasting, we're pre-recording way many, many miles from our studio up in here in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. And like we said, we've got friends coming from all over the country. They've come here to honor Blood River Radio, to honor me, our co-host. It's so sad that we can't get our co-host calling in because we have Wi-Fi trouble. But we'll get them in soon. So anyway, we have our next guy coming up. He's come all the way from Killen, Alabama, and he's a giant. He's about 6'5", 6'6". I always call him the General. He's my brother. He's one of the very few men in the world I do respect. And you probably guess who it is. It's none other than Dr. Michael Hill, the General Hill. General Hill, I'm so flattered and so honored that you come up here today to celebrate the 5th-year anniversary. I never thought we would make it. Sam Bushman said he did. He said he thought we'd make it. But I didn't think we'd make it. In fact, when we started, I told our people that was with me, I said, hopefully we can make a year, because we sold gold to get this gig going. And I said, if we can make it a year, there's nothing that needs to be said that I can't say in a year. So in a year, we're going to fold it up, because we probably won't be making over a year anyway. But we did. But Dr. Hill, everybody knows how much I respect you and look up to you. Dr. Hill's been, he's the head of honcho of the League of the South, 27 years, 28 years, Dr. Hill?
It'll be 29 years in next June. Next June will be 29 years.
29 years, Dr. Hill. And Dr. Hill's been on, we're so
30 years. 30 years next year.
My God.
Yeah.
And people, if you listen to Blood River Radio, if you listen to TPC, you know all the trials and tribulations that Dr. Hill's been through. Been in Judaized, sued in Charlottesville, been through all kinds of hell, every kind of battle you can imagine. He's been to New Orleans. He's been to up in Kentucky, not Perry County.
Pike
County, not too far from where I was born, really. Bloody breath it. But he's been to Charlottesville. He's done all this. Dr. Hill, before I ask you about Blood River, what you think about our program, if you will, give the audience, because we never know how many new people we got, give them a brief description of what you've been doing with the League of the South, your goals and aspirations of the League of the South. And when you get through that, say anything you want to about Blood River Radio.
All right. The League of the South was formed in 1994 as a Southern Nationalist organization. Our objective then and now has been a free and independent South. And I mean that, a free and independent South. We don't want anything to do with D.C. And we've been working on that for almost three decades now. And we went to Charlottesville, and that was kind of a watershed event.
It was.
And we are very proud of what our members did there. And we got ourselves in a little bit of legal trouble, of course, over that. And it's still kind of lingering on. But, we're having our summer conference here in Travelers Rest this weekend. And
we're recording there tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So we're still soldiering on, as they say, and I'm very proud of all our members, including yourself. You're a member of the league.
It means a lot to me.
But Blood River Radio's been around for 5 years. May it go for at least five more.
I hope to God so.
More than that. Well, I would say 30 more, but you and I ain't spring chickens anymore.
You got that right.
But congratulations on what you've done. It's been a marvelous ride for 5 years, and I always appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you.
Oh, it's always my pleasure to be on. It's one of the, one of the most fun, broadcasts that I ever get to.
We do have fun, don't we?
We do have a lot of fun.
You know, and we have so many people here. We have a great crowd here, but and every single one of them looks up to Dr. Hill and respects him and knows who he is, the man he is. But Dr. Hill, I tell you what, I'm like you. I so appreciate what you've done. And I'll say something about Dr. Hill. He's a hardcore Christian. When we were in Charlottesville, I've told this many stories many times, and you'll hear it many times more probably if I live. When we were in Charlottesville, before we were getting ready to go in what I call the Battle of Charlottesville, we went into the den of Satan. You can literally smell some of those people. It's just so weird. But we didn't set foot out of that compound until Dr. Hill led us in prayer. And Dr. Hill led us in prayer. He leads us his organization. He led us in battle. And we will always follow Dr. Hill because we know he will never let us fail. Well, Dr. Hill, I want to thank you so much, my brother, for being here. And I thank you for your friendship. I wouldn't trade your friendship for nothing in the world.
Well, I feel the same way, sir. You're my brother.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't have been anywhere else this weekend but here to help you celebrate 5 years of Blood River Radio. The cutting edge radio program of not only Southern nationalism, but protection of the white race from the genocide that is being perpetrated against us right now. And I congratulate you for not backing down.
Yes, sir.
Anything.
Same with you. Thank you so much, Dr. Hill. Thank you so much. Before you go, if there's anything, any operations you would like to announce, any upcoming operations. Also, you need to give the website for anybody who wants to send in donations.
Okay. It's www.leagueofthesouth.com. And you can get in touch with me there by email or phone or whatever, or by regular mail. And besides our conference this weekend here in Traveler's Rest, we're going to have a one-day conference in Tennessee in early November. And once this weekend is over, I'll be making more announcements about it.
Yes, sir.
But one of the people that I want to speak at that Tennessee conference in November is my brother Eddie Miller.
I'm halfway there.
So yeah, we got quite a few things set up that we'll be announcing here very soon. So
I'm so looking forward to it. I really am. I can't wait. This is what I live for. I think running marathons, but this battle, doing this, is what's kept me alive. It's probably what kept a lot of other people alive too. That's for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think you get up every morning with something to do that is worthwhile, and that helps you to keep focused and to keep yourself in good shape mentally and physically.
That's so key.
Spiritually, and because you got an enemy to fight.
Yes.
And we certainly don't lack any enemies.
You know, and Dr. Hill also, he agrees with me. I've said, if not us, who? If we're going to lay down, or our other people that we know, our so-called brothers and friends we have, if you're not willing to get in the battle, does that mean that you're going to pass this battle on down to your grandchildren? Or do you want your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, to have to face this communist satanic beast? Or do you would like to go ahead, like me, I don't have that many years left, but I'm willing to stand, and this is rhetorical, I'm willing to stand and die, but I'd rather make the other people, the enemy, die if possible. Like to quote General Patton, General Patton said, no son of a bitch ever won a battle by dying for his country. He said he saved his country by making the other poor dumb son of a bitch die for his country.
Yeah, that's right.
That may be rhetorical, but that's the way we feel.
That's exactly the way we feel. And if we don't fight, who's going to fight?
That's right. And by God, I tell you what, just think of this. If we don't do it, you're talking about your kids, your grandkids, your unborn grandkids. And that's not rhetorical. That is, by God, that's what we do this for. And we're willing to stand and die. And that's why I respect and love Dr. Hill as my brother so much. Well, Dr. Hill, I want to thank you so much for coming up here.
My pleasure.
It's a long ways, it's a sacrifice, but thank you so much. So I guess we're going to see if we can round up somebody else now. Yes, sir. People, we're going to take a short break. We're going to bring another guest here because, like we said, we're pre-recording. We've had all kinds of internet trouble, but we're with Sam, the wizard he is of the railway, the airway. Nobody can beat him. He's keeping us going. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. House Republicans are looking into White House security procedures after the discovery of cocaine near the West Executive Entrance. There's concern expressed from the Democratic side of the aisle in Congress as well.
This was cocaine in a bag. Next time, you could have another substance that could cause problems.
Congressman Henry Cuellar, Democrat from San Antonio, sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he'll demand answers. The White House today complaining that there has been irresponsible reporting done on the scandal, implicating the Bidens in the discovery, which they say is not possible since the Bidens were gone at the time. President Biden will travel to Lithuania next week to attend a NATO summit. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters the alliance will demonstrate unity and resolve in support of Ukraine in its war against Russia. The summit also comes as NATO leaders try to bring Sweden swiftly into the alliance and as member nations Turkey and Hungary continue to oppose that. A teenager is under arrest in connection to the Baltimore mass shooting that killed two and wounded more than two dozen.
Baltimore police announced the arrest after a search warrant was executed on a residence early Friday morning. The department said detectives believe the 17-year-old male was involved in the shooting that happened early Sunday morning at a block party in the city's Brooklyn neighborhood. Police said three of the victims remain in the hospital. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A dangerous new TikTok challenge led to the deaths of four people in Alabama. Officials say the trend is called boat jumping, and it involves people of all ages launching themselves off of moving boats.
The four that we responded to, when they jumped off of the boat, they literally broke their neck. And
Rescue Squad Captain Jim Dennis said it's frustrating because the deaths were preventable. Meanwhile, authorities in New York City are running new public service announcements warning teens against subway surfing, a recent trend that's left several of them dead. This is USA News.
This ad furnished by Nesmataju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Precious Blood River Radio family, we're back again. What's happening? We're taking quick breaks. It's like we said, this isn't a normal broadcast. This is our fifth year anniversary of Blood River Radio. We're up here having to record remotely. I don't know what the hell Sam's doing, but it seems to be working. And so it's a little bit off, but once again, I know I'm repeating myself, but we've got a bunch of people who come up here to honor Blood River Radio. And I won't say they love me, but Sam said they do. So I'm going to say they all love me, including the guy I'm breaking him up next. He knows that I'm like an angel of mercy. But anyway, I call him the bearded wonder himself. I rode to Charlottesville. The first time I saw this fellow, and you probably know who it is, but I'll probably give it away. I saw him in Wetumpka, Alabama, back in June of 2017. Just a couple months before we went to the Battle of Charlottesville. And I went down there. I was kind of low money. And this dude, He comes and starts strong-arming me to get the league at the South. I said, hey, I don't have any money. I got to eat. I hadn't done this stuff. He said, well, look, is your word no good? He said, I heard you say yourself on radio on James' show that you're going to join the league at the South. I said, I will, but he said, no. He said, either you're going to do it or not. I said, okay, I'm signing me up. But that was the best damn thing I ever did. But we're talking about none other but Rich Hammond. My brother saw me with Tumpka, I guess about the first time. And then just two months later, we went to – tell them all about what we did 2 months later, Rich. This is Rich Hammond himself. He's been in the League of the South for years and years and years. Tell them what we did 2 months later, Rich.
Well, first off, congratulations, Eddie, for making it 5 years in this program. I can't believe that it's been that long. We loaded up, and it was five of us. We decided we'd go up to the protest in Charlottesville to save the monument. I was there because I thought enough is enough, so, you know, it's time to make a stand. My father and my grandfather were named for Robert E. Lee, so I kind of take offense at anybody trying to besmirch General Lee's name. So we made a long trip up there and found ourselves in an interesting situation.
Yes, it was.
It was a long morning.
I mean, it was long. You know, we also went, that's the first time, well, let's see, I saw Simon Roach June prior, when we were at Tumpka, 2 months prior to going to Charlottesville, we saw Simon Roach. I was so moved emotionally by Simon, and we're still brothers with Simon. I'm hoping he can come back to this country again before too long. We'll have to get Simon back on again soon. He's kind of tough to get a hold of. And it's understandably so, because the country's probably melting down like ours not isn't. But we also had – we rode up there with Matt Goodwin. We rode up there with Gene – another dear brother, Gene Andrews. And, it was just so emotional. I'm an emotional guy. I get attached to people, real sentimental. I bonded with these guys then. There's been a lot of water under the bridge then. But I tell you what, I felt like we made an unbreakable bond, friendship, Rich. Rich is the one who kind of gave me one of my other nicknames. You want to tell him that other nickname I got, Rich, and how I got it? My nickname was That Son of a Bitch. You remember that? You remember that, Rich? Tell him a little bit about that.
Well, how many times can I recall that?
Well, you can never, you know, you can never repeat a good incident too many times, and people learn like me by repetition. So.
Well, there's been so many, Eddie. It's just kind of hard. It's hard to isolate a single one. But yeah, you've been a fireball, and sometimes we've had disagreement in tactics. I think we're all going in the same direction. But I'm with you till the last dog dies, like they say.
That's right. Well, knowing us, we'll have to shoot the dog. Never know. But you know what happened was we were up at Montgomery Bales. One of my favorite stories, and we have this little dinky, thin, fragile cord hooked to this Focusrite that I'm looking at right now. If you crack that cord, there would be no more broadcasting that day. We get this Yahoo comes up there. Never saw him a day in my life. He has this book. He breaks in line. We were getting ready to interview Simon Roach. Well, the dude breaks in line and throws this book down and hits that cord. And I kind of lost my temper to send it in my way. And I went off like a lunatic. And then I kind of apologized to everybody because I was saying some curse words. And I took that guy's book, and I threw it as far as I could throw it to the end of the building. And then I apologized to Simon because Simon didn't know what to do. I said, Simon, I sure hope not many people saw me lose my temper like that, make an ass out of myself. And since Simon's best South African accent, he said, Eddie, the guys on the space shuttle saw you lose your temper. Well, the same guy went down. He was bitching about me to Rich and some other guys. And he said something like, that son of a bitch, that son of a bitch. And I think Rich said something like, well, yeah, he is a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch. So watch what the hell you say. Something like that.
That's right, Eddie. You're our son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm the son of a bitch. But it's been a long time. What are some of the most memorable events we've had together, Rich?
Oh, well, there's the last big celebration down at the Forest Monument down in Memphis when y'all it was through the cesspool, but that's when they turned out probably about 500 people, and then the Memphis police told James to cool it, or else they would yank the permit. And there were you with that big Confederate flag in front of the monument. And that picture, I think that picture went nationwide.
I'll never forget. You know, that's the very flag that flew at James's wedding. That's that same Confederate flag. It is, what was it, 6 feet, 6x4, something like that?
Yeah, it was a 4x6, I guess, or maybe bigger.
And I'm going up and down Union Avenue right in the middle of right. Darktown with that big Confederate battle flag. And it was. Matter of fact, James said, I think one photograph went as far as the damn Philippines. But you couldn't see my head, thank God.
Oh, it went international, yeah.
It sure did. But that was a great event. We've had I love some of the – I always enjoy the political cesspool get-togethers we have. But I really do. It's almost like that today. We have all these wonderful people here. But what – not to make you try to false flatter or anything, but what's some of the best parts – what's some of the best parts about Blood River that you like and some things that you don't like?
Oh, I've enjoyed the programs with Monica and Alfred Schaefer. I've enjoyed hearing her very much. It's very, very professional. I enjoy Gene's history lessons on there. I enjoyed the Liberty, the stuff you've done with the USS Liberty veterans. I think that's vitally important. That's an episode in American history that most people are unaware of. I mean, I've talked to people that were Navy veterans from back in the 90s. I said, you ever heard of the USS Liberty? They go, no, never have. What happened? And so then I start filling them in on until they get to the point where they don't want to hear anymore. But those things are very important. I think it's you touch a lot of subjects that you don't normally hear on the radio, and you bring in some pretty classy guests. So I mean, I enjoy that part of it very much.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm not being dramatic or whatever, but I know, anybody knows me can tell you, I'm not an intellectual. I'm not the sharpest knife in the rack. But, and I've said this a few minutes ago, like General George Catlin Marshall, a 5-star general at the end of World War II, I didn't like the guy. I think he was a communist. But he did say this, and I copied this from him. He said that if you surround yourself with the best people you could possibly find and you turn them loose, let them do what they love, And you don't care who gets the credit. He said there's nothing you can't accomplish. I've tried to get – I think we have some of the best people in the world. Like Monica, you just mentioned. I consider Monica my sister. There's nothing I would not do for her. And Alfred, we just bonded instantly, even though I've never seen Alfred in person. But that's right. And Gene, I mean, my God, is there anything he didn't know about the Confederacy? I mean, the guy is – well, hell, Rich does too. But in fact, Rich is our fact checker.
I've done some furious texting to you.
I'm telling you, and especially Gene. Gene can't hold his mouth good, but if it's wrong, one wrong detail, it's just like the speed of light. It bing. He's fact checked. And matter of fact, I think Gene one night said, "Well, I'm finally able to fact check the fact checker." You know, he said he might have caught you in saying something, but something you might not know about Rich here. Rich is an intellectual too, even though he's a working man. Rich graduated from Vanderbilt University with a degree. He's a real dumbass. He graduated with a degree in Greek, for God's sakes. I mean,
and Latin.
Holy hell, I didn't know that. But I tell you what, I've always respected you. Might not have said that to you, but I've always respected you. I've always thought you were a straight arrow. And one thing I love about Rich, he don't give a rat's ass who you are. He ain't too concerned about your feelings or nothing because he gonna tell you the damn truth. And if he thinks you screwed up, if he thinks you do something stupid, Rich is gonna let you know. And if you say something stupid, yeah, Rich is gonna be on your ass. He gonna let you know. And I've always loved that about Rich because he's not a fake bone in your body, Rich. Honest guy.
Thank you, Eddie.
You're a hardcore Southern. I mean, you paid the price for what you believe. You still do. And so does your wife. And I tell you what, I guess I sure appreciate you coming up here, Rich. I really do. I'm really looking forward to you coming. I was hoping you would because it's a long-ass drive up here. It's dangerous. I mean, I never thought any major interstate in the United States would be as dangerous as I-40 is. And I lost count of how many interstates. I'm glad James had this GPS because we took what looked to me like some back roads and stuff. But everywhere we went, there were wrecks. It's like the wrecks were following us. But we've been known to each other over 5 years now.
Yeah.
Since 20,
15. Well, I guess, folks, I guess we're getting ready to get another guest up here. Thank you so much for being my friend. Thank you for sticking by me, and thank you for those kind words.
Thank you so much, Eddie, and again, congratulations on the success of your show.
Thank you. That means so much to me. I'm really emotional. Well, thank you so much. Well, people, we're getting ready to get another guest up here in just a second. We'll probably have, really soon, we're going to have Rich's significant other up here because she's been around the world, too. So, people, we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. We're going to get another guest. We'll be right back.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Well, dear precious Blood River Radio family, we're back. Hope Mama Deer had to take a quick food break. Boy, that was the best sandwich I've had, and I can't tell you how long I could eat the ass end of a skunk. I was so hungry, I'm telling you. But anyway, we're back here. Like I said, just in case you're tuning in, we're celebrating the 5th anniversary of Blood River Radio being in existence. I didn't think we'd make it that long. Sam said he thought he would. He said from the get-go, he saw all these wonderful qualifications, you know, that my staff had. We made it in spite of me. Anyway, we're up here at Travers Rest, South Carolina, just in case you're just tuning in. And we've had a whole room full of wonderful people here who come to celebrate along with Blood River to pay honor and homage to Blood River Radio, our host, our co-host. I wish I could get our co-host in tonight, but the situation we have right here, we can't take callers in because we're broadcasting kind of a remote location, and we're recording the best we can. And I think it's turning out great. Sam Bushman, if he can't do it, nobody can. Him and his great, I tell you what, his son-in-law is sharp as a tack too. Zach is as sharp as they come. He's a young guy. He's only 30 years old, but he really knows his stuff. But anyway, we're bringing on the guy next. He's one of my brothers. He's the League of the South brothers. He's second in command behind the general, Dr. Hill. And we've interviewed this guy before. He's sharp as a tack. He's an engineer. He's an old Arkansasan. And so that might give it away, but his name is Mark Tommy. Right? Did I pronounce that right?
That's correct.
It's spelled like I would never dream it. But anyway, Mark, tell the audience just a little bit about your League of the South thing, how long you've been in it, what your goals are for League of the South, and how long you've known Blood River, anything you want to say about Blood River, anything you want to say about yourself. So go ahead, Mark. You're really good on radio, so I will have to coach you. So go ahead, brother.
Okay. I've been a member of the League of the South since 1996, which was 2 years after it was born. And when I lived in Louisiana, I served as the state chairman there for several years. And in 2004, Dr. Hill nominated me to be a member of the board of directors. And so I've been on the board since 2004, and I think it was 2015 or 16 The board created the Office of Executive Officer so that Dr. Hill would have a second in command, so to speak, and he asked me to fill that position as well. So I've been the executive officer of the league for several years now as well. And as far as our goals, you know, we don't make any secret about what our goal is. The entire purpose for the existence of the League of the South is to promote among the Southern people the idea that we would be better off as an independent republic, separate, completely separate, socially, culturally, economically, and politically from the rest of the United States of America. I think anybody who has eyes to see and ears to hear, if they're willing to be intellectually honest with themselves, as a Southerner, can't look at what the United States government does to us on a daily basis and come to any other conclusion that it is our mortal enemy. It loves everything we hate, and it hates everything we love. As a matter of fact, we were just discussing a few minutes ago a recent example from the headlines. The state of Florida enacted a law preventing the surgical mutilation or hormone therapy on minors to help them, quote-unquote, transition from one gender to the other. And a U.S. federal court has since put an injunction against the enforcement of that law.
That is pathetic. But go ahead. When you interrupt, I can't believe that they're so. I've got to shut up. Go ahead, Mark.
And Texas passed a similar law, and I think they've also halted the enforcement of its law as well. A few years ago in Alabama, you know, we finally decided that the federal government wasn't going to do anything about this illegal immigration problem, so our state legislature enacted a law allowing the state of Alabama to do something about it. And the area of Alabama where I live has a significant minority of illegal Mexicans, Hispanics of different stripes who work in the Tyson chicken processing plants and so forth in northern Alabama. Within a few days after that law went into effect, they were gone.
Oh, wow.
We were shopping for my wife a car at the time, and one of the salesmen that we talked to had a daughter who was in one of the local government schools, and he said that the student population of her school decreased by 40% overnight.
Damn. So now, it can be done.
It can be done. Now, here's the problem, just as it was with recently with Florida and Texas's law. Somebody filed a suit in a federal court, and a federal judge slapped Alabama on the hand and said, no, 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 you can't do that. And they struck down our law, and within a month, they were all back, plus some.
You know.
Again, I ask the listeners out there, my fellow Southerners, how can you not look at these kind of things? And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are numerous other examples that we could cite of the federal government working against what the Southern people say they want. They're our enemy. You know, we cannot cohabitate with these people because as long as we remain wedded to the U.S. government, they will always outvote us. The U.S. Constitution's provisions about representation in the House being based on population, well, all those states north of the Mason-Dixon line and west of the Mississippi, they have more people than we do.
Yes, they do.
And so it doesn't matter how hard we fight or how hard we vote, we will always get outvoted.
Every single time.
And so as a result, we've had sodomistic marriage shoved down our throat. We've had transgenderism shoved down our throat. We've had illegal immigration shoved down our throat. We've had gun control shoved down our throat. Yeah, but you name it, and they've done it to us against our will. How many times do they have to shoot us before we realize that they don't like us and that we would be better off without them?
You know, everything you say, I totally 100% agree with. You know, and like, you know, me and Sam Dixon and Sam Bush, we talked about the Constitution and things like that over, and these are brilliant guys I'm talking about. But if you want to get practical, you know, if you want to get away from the intellectual discussion type and get to the how the nuts and bolts works, the satanic apparatus of the federal government really hampers all of us, not states west of Mississippi, east of Mississippi. But you know what, something, Mark, you were on radio not long ago, and you're the one that taught me what the definition of a nation. I hadn't forgot that.
Right.
And you said that the United States, as it is neither a nation nor a country.
That's correct. It's nothing but a government.
Nothing but a government. And so while, like, Sam Bushman and Sam Dixon love each other, they debate, and they can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. And that's one thing I admire about them so much. Sam said that the United States would be better off, he thinks, if we could somehow remain together. But he was totally 100% against Lincoln the way he did it, the way the Union was forced down the throat of the Southern people. Sam said he thinks the Union was a good thing, but he said the way Lincoln did it, he said he's totally against that. But, you know, so getting back to your purpose, all these evil balities that you just named, so that is the main purpose of the League of the South, is to try to defeat that. And I guess I could put that in a nutshell. That's Satan you're talking about. That's a satanic. The Supreme Court is really, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but you look at the South is there to fight all that crap you're talking about, to defend a nation. The South, if the South was on its own territories, original territory, it would contain all the prerequisites, the attributes of a nation. You said like blood and the soil.
That's right.
A common people. Common race, common religion, common customs.
Yeah, and common history and language.
Yes.
And occupying a certain territory on the face of the earth.
Yes.
That's a nation. You and I talked about that then. For example, the American Indians.
Yes.
They called themselves nations. The Cherokee Nation, the Sioux Nation, the Dakota Nation. They were all Indians, but they all knew they were different from each other.
And they fought each other.
And they fought each other.
They killed each other.
Exactly. Brutally, yes. In fact. And so, you know, Southerners, you know, we have a certain common characteristic with other people outside of the South. As far as, say, ethnicity goes, there are lots of other white people outside the South, but they're not Southerners.
Yeah.
You know, to us, there's a vital and important difference between a Southerner and an American, because a Southerner has all of those attributes of nationhood, ethnicity, language, history, culture, etc. Yeah. The U.S. regime looks at an American as any nondescript human being from anywhere in the world who wants to live here.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
true.
So therefore, they say Koreans or Japanese or Muslims or Arabs or whoever can come over here and be an American.
That's right.
And that completely destroys the whole idea of what of being a country.
Yes.
You know, because, and I've made this argument too before too. You know, you look at Western Europe. You've got Spain, England, Germany, France, Italy, Austria. These are all white people.
And all Europeans.
But they all know they're different from
each
other.
Yes, they do.
A German knows he's not an Englishman, who knows he's not a Spaniard, who knows he's not an Italian.
And they have different customs. And, you know,
exactly.
In this country here, derived the South, as I've been told, has a preponderance of Anglo-Saxon, Irish, Scots-Irish, and in general, Scots-Irish are very—they're Christian. The South is known, used to be the Bible Belt at one time.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the things that the League of the South is trying to defend. Well, you know what, Mark? I want to, and briefly, we're almost out of time. Tell us a little bit about Blood River Radio.
Well, I got introduced to your show, I guess it's been 3 years ago now, at the League of the South conference in Pine Level, Alabama. And you graciously invited me to be on the show that afternoon.
You did good.
After the conference was over, and you've continued to be gracious enough to have me back on a number of times since then. And, you know, all I can say is, Eddie, that I admire what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm honored to be a part of it.
I'm honored to have you.
And I hope that you will continue to ask me to be on from time to time.
You can count on it, brother.
To talk about these things. And, you know, I wish you all the best in the future. I hope Blood River Radio's around until the South is finally free.
Amen. And we will rise again. And thank you so much, Mark. Thank you for coming on. And God bless you. People, we're getting ready to go take another quick break. We're going to bring another person up here who's came up here just for Blood River Radio, coming from as far as thousands of miles. Sam came from Utah. So we'll be right back in just a minute, folks.